One day, like every afternoon after school, Laura and her grandfather went out to walk in the park. Grandmother Carmela would see them off at the door and would ask Laura to take a break after walking so that Grandpa could catch his breath and not get tired. For Laura, it was a mission to make Grandpa walk every day because she wanted him always to be healthy. And for Grandpa Bruno, it was the best opportunity to chat with his granddaughter and laugh at her ideas. Laura loved to lay on the grass and look at the sky. One of her favorite games was betting with her grandfather to guess the shape of the clouds. "That's a lion, Grandpa!"
"Yes, you're right. I think I see the mane. But it doesn't have a tail, Laura."
"Because it's still a cub and doesn't have a tail yet."
"Ah, I understand."
"Do you see, Grandpa? Look at that cloud!" exclaimed Laura, jumping. "It's a horse! Do you see it? Do you see it?"
"Wow, Laura, you're right. I've never in my life seen anything like it. Pity that Carmela didn't come with us so that she could have seen it too."
Laura thought for a few minutes, and then, with a determined voice, she asked her grandfather, "And do you know who lives in the sky?"
"I have no idea, Laura. Everybody asks themselves these questions, but nobody has the answer."
"But it's so easy. I know who lives in the sky,"
yelled Laura with delight, while she took her grandfather by the hand and spun around like a spinning top.
"Let's see, Laura. Tell me, who lives in the sky?"
"Well, the stars, Grandpa. And they're so beautiful. There's nothing in the world more beautiful than the stars. Everything should be like the stars," she claimed,
while her grandfather listened to her without interrupting her.
"Tonight, we'll invite Grandma Carmela to go out to the balcony with us. I'll bake chocolate cookies, and we'll watch the stars together. Would you like to see them?"
"Of course, Laura. We'll tell Carmela to prepare tea, but make sure you do what you promised and bake the cookies. There are no better chocolate cookies than my granddaughter's."
"Yay!" screamed Laura. "Don't you think that the sky and the stars are the most beautiful thing in the universe?"
"Well, yes, Laura. The sky is wonderful and the stars are amazing. But really, do you think they are the most beautiful things?"
"They're not only beautiful, Grandpa, they're perfect. That's why people love to look at the stars and even ask them for wishes. Do you see the colors of the sky?"
Laura asked him, pointing to the heaven.
"Yes, Laura. Today the sky is full of plump clouds. Some of them as white as snow. Others have an orange tone that almost look like apples. And those over there in the west look so gray that they forecast rain."
"Grandpa, what you see is not just clouds. It's the dress of the sky. Some days the dress is one color, and the next day another color. You will never see the same dress twice because the stars in the sky do not like to repeat. Did you know that in the sky lives a wizard who paints and designs the dresses for the stars?"
"No, Laura, I had never thought about it."
"He's the best artist of the universe. During the day, depending on his mood, he paints the dresses with shapes and colors. It was him who painted the cub and the horse and gave the clouds we saw their colors. Sometimes, when you see the sky of just one color, it's because the wizard is lazy and doesn't want to paint."
"And the stars?"
"The stars are always in the sky, waiting for the sun to go down to put on their great dark blue dress. The wizard is in charge of sewing their dresses with gold threads and mother of pearl clasps. He makes all the stars look bright and beautiful."
Laura and her grandfather were in silence for a while, observing the sky and some kids that were lifting kites a few feet away. Suddenly, Laura started the conversation again.
"Grandpa, did you know that there are such beautiful people that they look like stars?"
"And why do you think they look like stars?"
"Because they are perfectly beautiful."
"Laura, every being, living or lifeless, is as perfect and beautiful as the sky and the stars. If you look carefully, you'll see that even a grain of sand is perfect, and even the strangest animal is beautiful."
Laura looked at him, surprised, and imagined all the insects that disgusted her.
Laura, I'm going to show you something. Walk around. Pick up some small pebbles that you find and bring them to me.
Pebbles? What for, Grandpa?
You will see.
Laura obeyed and came back a few minutes later, carrying a lot of pebbles in her apron, and sat down next to her grandfather. With dusty hands, she put the stones on the grass, while she looked at them with indifference.
Now, Laura, what do you see?
That they are dirty pebbles, Grandpa, and they don't shine like the stars.
And what else?
They have different colors and are hard. Everybody steps on them and they don't have any value.
Pick one of those pebbles for yourself.
Let me see. I think I like this one that is small and reddish. And you?
I like this one that has holes and is white. Which one do you think Grandma would like?
I think this black one that is very smooth and shiny.
And your mom?
That's difficult. Maybe she would like this gray pebble that is small and she can carry it in her wallet. Ah, and my brother Luis will surely like this green pebble because he likes to collect strange things.
And if you gave one to your friend Paquita, which one would you give her?
I would give Paquita this pebble with different colors. I would wash it and put it in a little box.
You see, Laura? You liked all the pebbles you brought, and you have given each one of them a special feeling. That feeling is their value, he continued while Laura looked at him astonished and listened to him carefully. Even though all pebbles are different and don't shine, each one is perfectly beautiful, and they are pebbles. Now think about everything that exists around you, and you'll see that not only in the sky, there is beauty and perfection.
But I would like to be like the stars and wear those beautiful dresses and look very pretty. People like stars more than they like pebbles.
Maybe you're right, but none of those stars are like you, Laura, affirmed the grandfather, looking in her eyes.
Are you sure, Grandpa?
Yes, Laura. You are as strong as a rock, and the sky shines every time you smile, regardless if it's day or night. It's your happiness that paints the colors of the sky and makes the stars bright.
Grandpa, so then I am like the sky wizard. From today on, I'm going to make all the people around me smile happily so that the world can shine as much as the stars, affirmed Laura, convinced that it was not a difficult task to achieve. Do you know, Grandpa, from today on, I will look carefully at everything that surrounds me, because the universe is full of beautiful and perfect things. Only if we appreciate them can we know how valuable they are.
After hearing Laura's wise words, her grandfather hugged her and kissed her softly.
It's time to go back home. Let's tell Grandma Carmela everything. Ah, and don't forget the cookies.
The end.